5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Time now for Dr. Health Radio, radio's original health news magazine, bringing you the latest information on medicine, fitness, nutrition, and wellness, now in its 34th year. Your host of Dr. Health Radio is David Snow, who is a health expert but not a doctor. And while most of David's guests are doctors or authorities in their area of expertise, they do not diagnose or prescribe on the air. If you have a medical condition that requires treatment, see a health professional. The information contained in this program is for educational and entertainment purposes only. And now, your host of Dr. Health Radio, the Snowman himself, David Snow.
So the patient was complaining to the doctor about his stomach being, you know, bothering him. And the doctor asked, well, what have you been eating? And he said, well, that's easy. I only eat pool balls. Pool balls, said the astonished doctor. Maybe that's the trouble. What kind do you eat? Well, all kinds, replied the man. Red ones for breakfast, yellow and orange ones for lunch, blue pool balls for afternoon snacks, and purple and black balls for dinner. I see the problem, said the doctor. You haven't been getting any greens. Hey, it's the greenest weekend of the year, and welcome once again to the program, and it is a St. Patrick's Day weekend edition of the show. Thanks so much for joining us, and welcome to the Healthiest Hour on Radio. I am your happy, humble health stylist host, David Snow, here to keep you cool and healthy, as we do at each and every week at this time. And we thank you for joining us and making us a part of your weekend, which we always hope to make strong and healthy with the information we have for you this morning. Well, I had my green eggs and ham this morning for breakfast. Thank you. No, I'm just kidding. But, you know, green is... Well, it's the color of healing and the color of health when it comes to your body, well, mind and body. But fill the power. I'm talking about chlorophyll. Chlorophyll, you know, it's the lifeblood of plants, but it's also so beneficial to human health. And according to a paper in the journal Inflammation, chlorophyllin, that's the liquid supplement version of chlorophyll, decreased diseases that cause, basically addresses all types of inflammatory disease, and 3 out of 5 of your vegetables a day, or if you get 3 to 5 vegetables a day, specifically dark leafy greens and green vegetables, that will go a long way to bettering your health. In fact, a couple ways that chlorophyll helps, helps to increase your, improve your health. If you eat meats, meat cooked on a high heat, The chlorophyll actually prevents the heterocyclic amines, the harmful compounds that are formed from the heat. It prevents it from being absorbed in the stomach. Also, foodborne toxins, especially those found in mold, the aflatoxins in grains and legumes, chlorophyll wipes those out. And UV light, this is interesting. Chlorophyll acts as a sponge to absorb and remove UV rays. So... make sure you get your greens as well as wearing green. You got to eat your greens. Today on the show, probiotic nutrition. We have an in-studio guest, Roland Pankowicz. He is a personal fitness trainer as well as, he gives nutrition and health seminars to doctors and health professionals throughout the U.S., as well as being a high-performance coach to athletes and executives. And he'll be with us in just a few short minutes. Since March is National Nutrition Month, we're going to talk about probiotic nutrition and digestive wellness. We'll talk about everything on probiotics and fiber and enzymes and all the things that are necessary for a healthy digestive tract, how lifestyle affects your gut microbiome. You know, what has a microbiome? Everything has a microbiome. In fact, I have an article that I'll get to in a minute. Turns out your brain has a microbiome, for goodness sake. You know, it was thought that nothing passes the blood-brain barrier. That's not so true anymore. They discovered new findings there. But we'll also talk about diet and exercise and lifestyle habits like stress and sleep and supplements and much more. So stay tuned all hour long. But if you can't stay with us in the morning or afternoon when you're listening, our evening show is rebroadcast on the station you're listening to right now. Just look up the listings on your respective station. Let's see. Okay. Oh, elsewhere in the news with green, since this is St. Patty's Day weekend, going beyond lettuce, you know, a lot of you, the only greens you get are that leaf of lettuce on your burger. But don't forget things like Swiss chard, which is milder than kale. You don't have to have a kale smoothie or, you know, a kale salad if you don't like the bitterness of kale. But Swiss chard is a good alternative. One of my favorites, bok choy, that has lots of fiber. It also has the sulforaphane or the sulfur compounds that make broccoli so nutritious. But it doesn't cause the gas that broccoli does. Spinach, you know, Popeye, you see how he's the world's healthiest cartoon character, right? Had his spinach in the morning. But you can add it to smoothies. I had it with my eggs in this morning with breakfast. Arugula, that's a great peppery type of green. And you can buy it already, you know, grown and triple washed and everything in the produce section to make sure it's organic, of course. There's mustard greens, romaine lettuce, which is much more nutritious than head lettuce. And that gives you vitamin A and, of course, the chlorophyll. Collard greens, too, is another source of a good source of greens, as well as choline. Choline is a B vitamin that nourishes or supports brain health. And then cabbage. Try to get the red cabbage. That would be more nutritious, or the dark green cabbage than the white cabbage. All right, today, March 16th, is Maple Syrup Saturday, but go easy. And hopefully you're not putting it on, buttermilk pancakes. That's an overdose on the carbs there. But, a little flavor, drizzling it on your oatmeal or putting in a smoothie or something, just go easy on the it's a concentrated carbohydrate, so even though it's nutritious, but maple syrup is concentrated. In fact, it takes about 30 gallons of maple sap from the tree, the maple trees, to produce 1 gallon of syrup. All right, this is interesting. 50% of you celebrate St. Patrick's Day with special foods, and I gave you some food suggestions. Just make sure it's not green jelly beans, okay? Make sure you're eating enough green foods, not just wearing green, because when you're green inside, you're clean inside because of the chlorophyll. Chlorophyll is a natural cleanser and internal deodorant. In fact, doctors prescribe chlorophyll in a supplemental form for colostomy patients and those with different ailments of the digestive tract, because it is and there was I don't know if it's still on the market, but I knew the originator of it in Hawaii, Body Mint, and it was just 100 milligrams of chlorophyll, a chlorophyll supplement. So you can take chlorophyll as a supplement, and that reduces your body odor internally, and that's, of course, the green power of plants. Okay, let's see where else we're going here. How much? Oh, we've got 5 minutes left before our first segment. In the diet department, reducing weight gain, fiber. You know, protein gets all depressed, but this is research from the University of Gothenburg. They found that fiber blasts away fat in four unique ways. One, it helps your absorption of food in the gut, and that boosts the number of healthy gut bacteria. Also promotes healthy blood sugar. The high-fiber foods reduce the spike in blood sugar levels. Also retains the insulin sensitivity, helps to control blood sugar in that regard. So the carbs are used as muscle energy instead of being stored as fat. And then it cleanses the colon. It's a natural cleanser, albeit a natural one. A lot of people go on a fiber cleanse. We'll talk about that a little later. But fiber restriction, actually, if you don't get enough fiber in your diet, and only about 12% of Americans do, that leads to decreased colon size, and it helps to create a bacterial imbalance with the potential to cause serious illness, okay? All right, let's see. Oh, and here's the information on the brain having its own microbiome. This seems like what I'm going to describe here, a classic case of Alzheimer's disease. For 3 years, a man in his 70s had experienced serious cognitive decline. Excuse me. He frequently forgot the names of family members and no longer able to drive or leave home by himself. Well, His doctors checked a sample of his cerebrospinal fluid and noticed a fungus, the Cryptococcus neoformans. And so they put him on a course of antifungal medication. The results were startling. Within 2 years, he had regained driver's license and returned to work in the profession he was in. Everything came back to normal. Now, neuroscientists have long suspected that certain infections can increase the risk of dementia. And, well, for instance, gum disease and herpes, this herpes simplex virus, which causes cold sores, have been linked to Alzheimer's. But until recently, the brain was thought to be devoid of microbes. Well, it's not the case anymore. This was a study at the University of Edinburgh in the UK. They found a wide variety of microbes in the brain, different types and amounts in different brain regions. And just to conclude, they say that they did mice studies, and they found a weakened gut microbiome were even more likely to have Candida albicans in their brains. That's yeast, which you don't want an overgrowth of, especially those taking antibiotics. Anyway, so much for that. Let's see. Oh, yesterday, in case you're waking up refreshed, maybe you took heed from this advice, it was World Sleep Day. good night's sleep, you know, that works wonders for not only your body, but also your gut. This was a study in the European Journal of Nutrition. They found that people who went to bed and woke up at the same time each day had higher levels of gut bacteria known to reduce disease risk. But those who went to bed 90 minutes later or woke up that much earlier than normal had more gut bacteria linked to obesity. So get to bed and wake up the same time every day. All right, a few other articles before we get on to our guest. Have you seen or heard the latest on the news about marijuana? Well, using marijuana just once per month is associated with a higher risk of both heart attack and stroke. This is according to a large study by Massachusetts General Hospital. It was published in the American Heart Association's journal. Risks rose sharply for those that use more marijuana more frequently, and it grows or adds to the growing body of evidence that marijuana is more hazardous to your health than beneficial, that's for sure. Compared with people who had never used marijuana, listen to this, daily cannabis users had a 25% higher likelihood of heart attacks, 42% higher risk of strokes. Now, even occasional users, the risks went up, although not to the same percentages. And Robert Page, a clinical pharmacist at the University of Colorado School of Pharmacy, said that we are beginning to see the same things we saw with smoking cigarettes back in the 50s and 60s. We are repeating history. So, you know, you can't use the argument, well, David, you know, it's a natural, you know, cannabis is a leaf, it's an herb. Well, so is tobacco, for goodness sake, you know. I mean, and alcohol's natural, but it's also a killer. Okay, get off my soapbox here. Let's go to the fitness file. Walking helps reduce your type 2 diabetes risk. Now, how fast do you walk? Does walking faster impact your health? You bet it does. Recent research published in the British Journal of Sports Medicine found that walking 2 or 3 miles per hour reduced the risk of type 2 diabetes by 15%, but faster speeds up to 4 miles per hour reduced it by 24%, and for every half mile per hour increase in walking speed, it was associated with an additional 9% lower risk of type 2 diabetes. So, you know, you want to walk as fast as you can for as long as you can, you know, 30 minutes ideally. This from Bryant Stamford, professor of kinesiology and integrative physiology at Hanover College. All right, let's go to matters of sexual health. A forgotten body part may affect fertility. An appendage of the ovaries dismissed as having no purpose might actually help ovulation and the menopause. This research into the RIT ovari, an appendage of the ovaries, that has previously been dismissed as useless, suggests it has an important role after all. And they think it's regulating the timing or rate of ovulation. This from Duke University. And by the way, it was discovered in 1870, the year that this structure was first described in medical literature. Could be that it helps to regulate the female reproductive lifespan. In the latest study, researchers found that the reet ovari is to be added to the list of structures that make up the female reproductive tract. Okay. All right, finally, in the Funny Bone Pharmacy, first, a few health-related liners for you. Is this you? I think it's me. My joints go out more than I do. I used to go out more than my joints. I plan on living forever. So far, so good. And life is like a donut. Either you're in the hole or in the dough. Or maybe I should say in the dough or in the hole. And a few funnies that are not so health-related. Common sense is not a gift. It's a punishment. Because you still have to deal with everyone who doesn't have it. That is so true. Let's see. Here's a good one. I've taken up photography because it's the only hobby where I can shoot people and cut their heads off without going to jail. Okay. Organized people are just too lazy to look for things. And finally, I like this one. I think I'll use it. Instead of cleaning the house, I just turn off the lights. All right. And finally, a bathroom blooper for you, since we're going to talk about digestive wellness. This actually happened, a criminal case, which was, I guess you'd say, flush with evidence. A Jensen Beach, Florida police officer was searching a suspect's home when nature called. It was one of those calls you just had to answer, even in the line of police duty. So the cop used the suspect's bathroom, but when he tried to flush the toilet, it wouldn't cooperate. Taking the top off the tank, he saw there was a gun and several clips of ammunition stuffed down inside it. The clerk was arrested and probably charged with interfering with police business. Okay. All right. When we come back from this brief break, we'll have more information for your good health here on Dr. Health with probiotic nutrition on the menu with Roland Pankowitz. Back after this with more information for your good health. So stick around if you want to stay healthy.
At Essential Formulas, we provide the immune essentials for your family's health this winter. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics and Reg Active. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is recognized as a worldwide leader in probiotic digestive health. Since 70% of your immune cells reside in your gut, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics have an impressive effect on immune health too. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contain over 500 postbiotic metabolites shown to help support immune function. Certified vegetarian, free of gluten, dairy, and GMOs, a powerful immune option. RegActive formulas help boost levels of glutathione, the body's most essential antioxidant, which decreases as we age. Maintaining glutathione levels is key in overall health protection. Be proactive about your immune health. Look for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics and RegActive at natural health retailers and online today.
Mom, can I have some spray?
Sure, honey.
Thanks, Mom.
You know what that is? That's the sound of my child thanking me for giving her something that's actually good for her teeth. Spry Gum is part of the Spry Dental Defense System, a complete line of oral care products made with 100% xylitol, the all-natural sweetener with proven dental benefits. So when we're at home, my whole family uses Spry toothpaste and mouthwash to help strengthen our teeth and reduce the risk of tooth decay. And when we're on the go, I just throw some Spry gum and mints right into my bag. My kids love it, and I love that it's all natural. No sugar, no aspartame, or any other chemicals. Just think of that. I reward my kids for taking care of their teeth at home by giving them gum and mints on the go that are good for their teeth. Visit SpryDental.com or ask for Spry by name at your local health food store. You can also ask your dentist about Spry. And make sure your mouth is receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
At Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, Kroger, and most natural product retailers. Find a retailer near you at clear.com.
To the healthiest hour on radio, David Snowy Radio. Thanks so much for joining us. And it is your weekly dose of verbal vitamins, of course. And we appreciate you making us part of your weekend. Our show is rebroadcast tonight on the station you're listening to right now, or if you miss any part of the show after next Wednesday, you can go to drhealthradio.com for a replay of the morning show today or in the afternoon if you're listening in the afternoon. And my guest, as I mentioned earlier in the program, Roland Pankowicz. He is a personal fitness trainer. Also, he trains or does trainings to doctors. He does seminars to health professionals and doctors throughout the U.S., as well as being a high-performance coach, and that is coaching athletes and elite athletes, I might add, as well as executives. And he's with us today to help celebrate National Nutrition Month in March, talking about probiotic nutrition. Good morning, Roland. How the health are you?
Good morning, David. I'm great. Thanks
Excellent.
For having me back.
Thanks for being back. And I think you were my first in-studio guest here, and you're my next studio guest. I don't think I've had anybody since you came.
Should I feel special, or is that the bad sign? I don't know.
You're special, yes, of course. Anyway, we want to probe probiotics with you, and we want to make sure the bad bacteria that, you know, everybody has good bacteria and bad bacteria in their gut, and we don't want anybody to have a pathogen party, so to speak. We want people to have more good bacteria than bad. But, you know, no matter how much good food you eat or how nutritious your diet is and how many supplements you take and your lifestyle, if you're not absorbing those nutrients from your foods and supplements and beverages, it's not doing you any good. So let's talk about how the beneficial bacteria and probiotics, whether it's from foods or supplements, help the body absorb those nutrients.
Sure. So like you said, we all have this microbiome inside of us that contains both good and bad bacteria. I think
right.
It's important to note that you will never have 100% good.
You
have a profile, a general trend. And depending on your lifestyle, your diet, how you sleep, you move from a healthy state to a potentially diseased state we call dysbiosis. And taking probiotics, the right kinds of probiotics that I should mention that get into your system, are one specific way to help overwhelm the dysbiosis that can build up in the gut, which can downregulate the body's ability to break down and absorb the nutrition you get from the food that you eat.
Okay, so let's talk about what dysbiosis, what it is and what causes it in our life.
Yeah, so dysbiosis is a term that's characterized as a buildup of negative disease-causing bacteria in your gut. When you have an overwhelming population of dysbiotic bacteria, you have gut distress. What that basically means is you can experience negative symptoms like abdominal bloating, distension, you know, changes in bowel habits, constipation, frequent stools. And the reason that happens is because the local environment, which is made of trillions of bacteria, is angry, for lack of better description. And when it's angry, your immune system has to deal with it. And there's this constant back and forth of a war being waged within your gut. And you, the host, or the person who's experiencing all of these issues. And you ask, why does it happen? Well, the fastest way to dysbiosis is poor digestion, followed by poor food choices. But there's a saying I like, the worst diet properly digested is actually better for you than the best diet in the world poorly digested.
Mm. And that brings me to leaky gut syndrome. Let's tell people what that is, because a lot of diseases or conditions are caused by or they contribute to the suffering that people have with those conditions, such as autism or Crohn's disease or IBS, irritable bowel syndrome, celiac disease, things like that. So let's talk about how a strong probiotic bacteria will actually tighten those junctures of the villi in the intestines so that it will help to prevent leaky gut.
Yeah, so leaky gut is literally exactly what it sounds like, because there's gaps in your digestive system that allow things that are meant to be removed when you have a bowel movement to get into your circulatory systems, your cardiovascular system, your lymphatic system. And when that happens, your body has an immune response that always creates an inflammatory scenario in the body, which is the pathway to degenerative conditions and disease, if you look at a lot of the research.
Mm-hmm.
How leaky gut develops is when there's an overgrowth of these bad bacteria that we spoke about prior, they start to break down the gap between the cells of your digestive system and where the bacteria are meant to stay. It's like two neighbors that don't like each other. If you don't have a fence between them, all hell's going to break loose. But a healthy gut has that gap between them, so it doesn't cause a negative interaction. When the dysbiosis, the overgrowth of bad bacteria, is excessive, you start to have bacteria breaking down the gap junctions. They're called tight junctions between the cells of your small and large intestine. And thus, when they get broken down, you have leakiness. And then you get the contents of the undigested foods we're eating, the potential environmental toxins that we're trying to detoxify, getting into the body, causing an increased toxic burden or a toxic load.
So good fences make for good neighbors.
That's
as we all
what
know.
They say.
And I forgot to mention, as far as one of the conditions that is caused by leaky gut or can be a contributing factor, and that is allergies. And look at the millions of people with allergies, and they don't suspect it's the cause or the main aggravation is in the gut. And, you know, they think it's they got to take more nasal spray or, you know, some.
Yeah, they're treating the symptom, not the root
cause.
You know what I call people with healthy guts?
No.
Unicorns.
Unicorns.
If you find one, let me know, because I don't think they exist nowadays with all the stuff that we have being exposed to. So a good probiotic and then armed with the proper knowledge, it's the only way to start to regenerate negative gut scenarios.
So you can't just get it by eating high probiotic foods, right? Like yogurt or fermented foods, kimchi, kombucha, kefir. I mean, those help. But if you're eating the standard American diet, the SAD diet, it's unlikely that those foods are going to make enough of a difference, right?
We also have to understand the quantity of bacteria in those foods is like pouring a thimble into a swimming pool in terms of the bacteria that's in your gut. So if you're eating probiotic-rich foods, it may be beneficial for you, but how do you know those probiotic cultures are surviving the trek through your gut? Because the stomach is a harsh environment. It's full of acid.
Mm-hmm.
So these little fragile bacteria may actually, you know, be dead upon arrival. So when it comes to selecting a probiotic, the most important thing is picking one that has the ability to make sure that the bacteria don't die early in the journey. They get to where they want to go.
And by the way, we should mention on the flip side of the coin, the stomach bacteria is there to destroy pathogenic bacteria that you might be ingesting, you know, like a foodborne illness or preventing foodborne illness, which is why people take Nexium or not to mention, I mentioned a brand name, but not to disparage any particular.
Yeah. An antacid name. Of sort
yeah,
or
yeah.
some sort of beta blocker or something
right,
like that.
Right,
yeah.
I mean, it suppresses stomach acid, and stomach acid is what you need to digest your, absorb your calcium, your magnesium, and of course, digest your protein, the food. And so if you're taking an acid blocker, you're preventing proper digestion, right?
Yeah, you're basically not neutralizing any threats coming in. So, you know, the pathway to dysbiosis could start with food poisoning. And food poisoning comes in when the body's digestive capabilities are inadequate to prevent that bacteria from getting into your gut.
Right, right. So a probiotic, I know that you work with Master Supplements, the Theralec probiotic is protected by sodium alginate, which is a natural compound of seaweed.
Mm-hmm.
And so that it bypasses it makes the stomach resistant to, or the bacteria resistant to the stomach acid, and it delivers 100% of it down into the small intestines, right?
Bang on. So it's, you know, without getting too technical, if you can create a little submarine or like a life raft that insulate the bacteria from low pH conditions, which low pH is acidic, then you make sure that they get through that fragile part and they can go to the further parts of the digestive system, the end of the small intestine, the beginning of the colon, where most of our microbiome actually exists.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what you want.
Yeah, of course. And there's a lot of, there are hundreds and hundreds of brands of probiotics on the market. And some are, you know, I mean, there are a lot of beneficial ones, but there are a lot of DOA ones, as you mentioned.
Yeah.
The ones that are really not active at all. And if they have a little activity, the little activity they have is destroyed by the stomach acid. And some do get past the gut, but it takes a lot and it takes a long time for it to make a difference in your small intestine or experience the results that you're going to feel, right?
Correct.
Okay. Whereas Theralec, which is the fastest acting medical strength probiotic, and it was only sold to doctors for years and years before it was available even to the public. So, and doctors need something that produces results. And so talk about that, because I know you consult with a lot of doctors and practitioners.
Yeah. So, you know, the thing with probiotics is even for practitioners these days, it's overwhelming. You have all these different strains, you have all these different Latin rooted names. And unless you study them, you don't really know what they're doing. And, you know, there's 500 different versions of Lactobacillus acidophilus, for example. So what Master Supplements does that I think is absolutely ingenious is they reverse engineer things. So the first problem is I want to get them to the end. How do I do that? Well, that's the sodium alginate, potentially a delayed release capsule. Then when bacteria get in the gut, you just assume that they're good. Well, they need food. They need to be woken up. So there's another technology that they use called LactoStim. And everyone on the show probably had children they sent off to summer camp. If you don't send your kid off to camp with a lunch, it's probably not going to be a good day for that kid. So they add some food to ensure the delivery. And then the last thing is knowing where certain strains of bacteria like to reside. You know, the small intestine is different than the colon. So making sure that you have total coverage is the best possible thing we can do when it comes to probiotic science, because we don't have designer probiotics nowadays. And we can actually never know unless I can take a scoop of what's going on your insides. But that you might not like that while you're still awake. So,
I think I'll pass.
Yeah, the best thing you can do is understand what the conditions are in the gut and figure out how to properly replicate, ideally, what nature wanted in the first place.
All right. On that note, Roland, we need to take a bottom of our break. We're a little late for it. And when we come back, I have many more questions for you, including how lifestyle affects our gut microbiome. We talked about diet, but what about exercise and sleep and stress and smoking and other things? And also, we'll talk about some of the formulas that are available if you think you have a need for something as strong as a supplement such as Theralec. Back after this with more information for your good health here on Dr. Health. Stick around if you want to stay healthy. Dr. Health Radio returns right after this.
When choosing a food supplement, what's most important to you? If you said safe, effective, contaminant-free, and non-GMO, 100% of the population agrees with you. So out of the thousands of brands out there, which one do you choose? Natural Factors is the healthiest choice. For over 60 years, family-owned Natural Factors has been committed to the quality of their products, excellence in science and education, and caring for people and planet. And with over 900,000 square feet of manufacturing, Natural Factors is big enough to do it right. They are also one of the only companies to do it all, with their own certified organic farms, over 2,000 acres, their own extraction, encapsulation, laboratory, and research facilities, plus a vast network of academic and scientific experts. From farm to shelf, you can trust Natural Factors to bring you the best food supplements available anywhere. And they're available at your nearest natural food store. Or go to naturalfactors.com.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies. Because when people don't have to worry about where their next meal is coming from, they can truly thrive. Like Marta.
And now we'll hear from our class valedictorian, who with our hard work never ceases to amaze us. Please welcome Marta Moreno.
And Alex.
Hey, Alex, how did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
I knew it. Let's meet up later to celebrate.
And Diego.
Mom! I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project!
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations!
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. feedingamerica.org/act now. A public service announcement brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hey, where's the Bif?
Are you referring to the beneficial bifido bacteria in your probiotic?
Yeah, I'm reading all the big claims on the label. But where are the bifidos listed? It doesn't even tell me how much I'm getting.
I know.
And the strains aren't listed separately. I read some research that said bifidobacteria might be helpful for constipation, gas, and bloating.
You're right, but the beneficial bifidobacteria only works if you consume enough of specific strains that have proven benefits. Plus, they have to arrive alive in your gut.
With True Bifido, you'll never have to ask, where's the Bif? Because all the strains in True Bifido are clinically proven live Bifido-based bacteria. And with True Bifido's patented delivery system, you'll receive potent strains that get delivered and stimulated for maximum results. True Bifido, the advanced probiotic for colon and immune health, is available at your nearest health store or online at master-supplements.com.
Snow, snow,
snow,
snow,
snow.
That's right, it's David Snow on your radio. Thanks so much for joining us and making us a part of your weekend, which we're hoping to make strong and healthy with the information we have for you this morning. We have Roland Pankowitz in the studio. Pankowitz, excuse me.
Yeah, there's an ethnically pronounced or correct way to pronounce it. Who knows?
Sandwich? Pankowich?
It's a pancake and a sandwich.
All right. You know, speaking of food, I absolutely hate the flavor of that. What's that pink antacid medicine called? Pepto-Bismol?
Yeah.
Pepto-Bismol.
Yeah.
No, Pepto-Abysmal.
Abysmal. Oh, did him. Oh,
okay.
Oh, right. You got me.
Anyway, hopefully our audience won't need that after they listen to the show and find out how beneficial bacteria can be in improving digestion. Now, during the break, you talked about you're going to be doing a seminar to doctors later on today, actually, tonight. Give us a two-minute synopsis. It's on the neurological system, is it?
Yeah, it's kind of an expanded version of the gut-brain axis. You mentioned the brain having its own microbiome.
Right.
So the gut and the brain, excuse me, are always in communication with each other. And a lot of people suffer from digestive issues that are nervous system-driven things.
Mm-hmm.
So you could take all the supplements you want, the enzymes or probiotics, but if your brain isn't able to properly send signals down to your gut through what's called your vagus nerve because of some sort of stress, be it physical, emotional, chemical, then that cascade of communication is like your brain's talking to your gut, but your gut's plugging its ears.
Gotcha.
And unless you find a way to track that in someone that you're working with, which is what I do a lot, I'm looking at what the physiology's telling me and figuring out how through supplements, diet, lifestyle, various interventions, we can help reintegrate the natural communication within someone's system that for some reason has been compromised.
What a concept.
Amazing, right? Yeah. It just sounds like it's the way it should be.
It's common sense, and how uncommon common sense is these days. It's,
yeah.
That's a whole other program. Now, you mentioned stress. How does stress affect the gut? I mean, it's directly affecting the gut.
Stress is the driver of all things that get pushed out of balance in the body. So the concept of stress is twofold. There's conscious stress, which, you know, if someone comes in here screaming and shooting a gun, we're all going to be instantaneously stressed.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're not healthy physically, you could have a stress-free lifestyle, but you could have physiologic stress that your body's being mindful
of.
Internal inputs and external inputs. That's the job of the nervous system. It's to communicate all the inputs to organize a way for your brain to coordinate to keep you alive. So what stress does for the most part is it's one of the fastest ways to developing dysbiosis, to downregulating digestive prowess, to developing leaky gut, and to creating what's called immune activation, which is always leading to inflammation.
You're depressing us. You realize that.
I mean, well, it's St. Paddy's Day, so we can figure that one out easily.
I mean, that's an American lifestyle, basically. Well,
this is
about
the unfortunate truth that a lot of people, you know, they get into. They're wondering, where does it come from? And a lot of people have to understand that when you get the conscious stress out of your life by changing your lifestyle, unless you figure out how to restore your physiology to bring enough energy back into the body is going to be to some degree compromised.
Okay.
So a compromised body will lead to the development of a symptom. A symptom, when gone long enough, will lead to the development of a pathology.
Exactly.
And when a pathology exists, at some point your doctor will say, sorry, sir or madam, you have XYZ.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what we can do about it. But it's just kind of like various degrees of compensation from health towards disease that the body does consciously. People don't realize that conditions, diseases, pathologies are conscious decisions by the body because you've used plan B, you've used C, you have X, Y, and Z left. And this is what it is to help someone heal. You have to figure out how do you push them back up the chain away from disease towards health.
So what you're saying too is basically the gut microbiome, you're building up a reserve or a resiliency against stress. I mean, everybody's going to be subjected to stress, but the healthier you are, it's going to affect you less than a person that has dysbiosis, as you mentioned earlier.
Perfectly said. The more healthy you are, the more energy you have. The more energy you have, the more adaptability you have.
Mm-hmm.
So your resiliency can deal with a little bit of stress here and there and always go back to homeostasis or health. If you're ill or unwell, your stress tolerance is much smaller. So, you know, the straw that broke the camel's back could be eating out at a restaurant where you didn't chew properly.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
You know, or eating the wrong thing that one day because it sounded like a good idea.
I always follow Miss Piggy's advice, chew your food at least twice.
There you go.
And never eat more than you can lift.
There you go. It's one time too many, but, you know, you're on the right track.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we're going to take one last break of the hour. And when we come back, I want to ask you about some of the formulas that you recommend to your clients. And we're not making disease claims or, you know, curing anything, but they can support you nutritionally to be a lot better in the gut department and just overall health as well. So we will be back with more information for your good health with Roland Pankiewicz. He will be with us all the way to the top of the hour, and we hope you will be too here on the Healthiest Hour on Radio. I'm David Snow. Stick around if you want to stay healthy.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 50% of all American adults and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost one-third of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure, or hypertension, is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risks. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been clinically shown to support healthy blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So, along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Kyolic Blood Pressure Health Formula 109 is available at natural health stores nationwide and online.
Noni has been used by Polynesians and Hawaiians for over 2,000 years as their main medicinal plant. Now our new products bring the power of Noni fruit to you in a pleasant-to-use form. Noni fruit leather is made from pure, organic, unfermented fruit and offers relief for many health problems inside and out. Our soothing lavender Noni lotion helps with pain, skin ailments, and sports injuries. Noni fruit leather and lavender Noni lotion are available online or at most health food stores. Try our Noni lotion and fruit leather for improved health and energy.
Do you sometimes suffer from gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, or irritable bowel syndrome? You need to know about the Friendly Foursome. Master Supplements, the leaders in safe and effective intestinal health products, offer four supplements that may reinvent your intestinal tract. First, there's Theralac, America's fastest acting medical strength probiotic. Find out why Theralac's regular customers become, well, regular customers. Just go to theralac.com for more information. Then there's True Fiber, clinically proven to improve regularity as well as lowering cholesterol. True Fiber is also uniquely formulated to stimulate probiotics. Third in the Friendly Foursome is Enzylase, the strongest enzyme available. With high potencies of 12 different digestive enzymes, Enzylase makes short work of fatty meals and dairy products, as well as normally gas-producing foods such as beans. Finally, there's True Flora, the fastest-acting bio-cleansing probiotic. True Flora is so potent, the recommended dose is only 2 per week. This is the premier traveler's supplement. Don't go on a trip without taking True Flora. See the Friendly Foursome of Master Supplement products at your favorite natural food store. Theralac, True Fiber, Enzylase, and True Flora for the best intestinal health of your life.
It's Cauliflowers on the Half Shell here on Radio's most nutritious health talk show, Dr. Health Radio. Thanks so much for joining us and spending part of your weekend with us. Reminder, our show is rebroadcast tonight, and you can always go to the website after next Wednesday if you want to hear the show all over again. That's drhealthradio.com, drhealthradio.com. All right, continuing our conversation on probiotic nutrition. Now, let's talk about some of the formulas that you recommend to your clients, so not to make any claims for cures, but they can definitely support you nutritionally and I guess biologically, or I would say bacterially.
Bacterially is a good one. Yeah,
in the gut to help support a healthy microbiome in the gut. So first of all, the king of most probiotics is Theralac, and I want to hats off to Randy Porupkin, the founder of Master Supplements, and he actually formulated. He's a biochemist and microbiologist, and he spent years and years developing these and researching them. And by the way, I want to mention, if we don't get to it, that you'll see a lot of probiotics on the market and they have 10, 20, 50 strains. And what it's like is having too many fish in a small aquarium. even though they're supposed to be compatible, you know, if you overcrowd it, it's not a favorable situation, right, if you're one of those fish. So same with there's only five strains. So can you speak to some of those five strains?
Yeah, so the one thing that Master Supplements does that's, I think, really high level is they designate their strains based upon what they do. And as you just gave in the example, you can have a veritable kitchen sink formula with all the strains possible, but just like in a schoolyard, some kids don't play nicely with each other. You don't know what specific probiotic bacteria are going to have a positive and negative interaction. We make a lot of assumptions in the health industry. So what I like about the probiotic formulations that Master Supplements has is everything in there plays well with each other, and it almost kind of creates a symbiotic relationship to be better than the sum of the individual strain. The other thing they do really well is they target different areas of the gut with their probiotics. You know, I've never seen that before I started getting involved with the company. I thought that was brilliant because we assume, oh, well, I have a healthy gut. I just take this pill. Mm-hmm. Well, what if your problem's in the small intestine? What if it's bacterial overgrowth? What if it's fungal overgrowth? Well, they decided to create a formula that targets the small intestine to do certain things that other species of bacteria cannot, but those species do well in the colon.
Right.
So where you're experiencing symptoms, whether you're, you know, an individual health warrior or working with a practitioner, there's general categories with Theralec, as you said, being the king's total GI coverage, Truflora being the small intestinal formula, and Trubifido being that specific for the colon. So there's options there for you to try also if one's not working for you ideally.
Hmm. So let's talk about, besides Theralec, there's Truflora. Now, the reason they're separating those is the bacteria, as I understand, and Truflora overpower the bacteria in Theralec or Trubifido. You have to kind of take it a day apart, I would think.
Depends on the intention. So a lot of the strains in Truflora are in Theralec, but none of them are in Trubifido. So one scenario can be you take Truflora one day, Trubifido the other. If you want to do more intensified work on a specific area of the gut, if you're dealing with a health condition or with Theralec, if there are no health conditions and you want to take one on a regular basis to maintain microbiome dynamics and gut regularity, that's what that one is for. Mm-hmm. But yes, they are very much targeted to where they do their work.
And this is a whole other class of probiotics. I mean, you see the ones advertised on TV, and actually, as I understand, Master Supplements had those independently analyzed, and they're better than a placebo, but they would take a long time to affect a result if people were taking them. And also, I want to mention that Theralec, taking one capsule of Theralec, is like 200 cartons of yogurt as far as what gets delivered to the gut.
Correct.
So it's much more potent.
You know, with yogurts, you don't know what the starter culture was. You don't always know what specific strains are in the end product. Whereas with a supplement, you at least have the strategic alignment of what a formulation is intending to do.
Sure.
And you know it's only that. Because someone could drink, you know, yogurt or whatever, but if they have a dairy sensitivity or a dairy allergy, all of a sudden their probiotic plan of action is going to cause some kind of distress because they're eating something that the body's sensitive to.
And speaking of distress, Roland, people that take antibiotics, they distress their whole system. And so that, you know, they might have diarrhea or constipation or all kinds of digestive issues. And taking Theralec for a month or even a shorter period of time will help to correct that. And if you don't take a good, strong probiotic like Theralec, it can take up to 2 years to reestablish that gut microflora in your intestines after you take a course of antibiotics. And look at the millions of people that take antibiotics on a, you know, sometimes regular basis, unfortunately.
Yeah, they're dispensed like Pez candy, unfortunately.
That's about it, yeah. Now, let's shift gears to fiber. I know Master Supplements has True Fiber, which is 100% soluble fiber, and only 12% of Americans get enough fiber. The average man should get 30, 35 grams a day, woman about 20, 25 grams. But, I mean, people are lucky to get 8 or 10, 12 grams per day. Mm-hmm. And so the True Fiber goes a long ways. And plus, doesn't it feed the good bacteria as well?
Yes, so not all fibers are created equal. From a supplemental perspective, the goal of True Fiber is to be a targeted prebiotic. So prebiotic is feeding probiotics, right? Mm-hmm. That's how the relationship interplays there. Right. So some prebiotics feed all kinds of bacteria, including the pathogens like C. diff and some of these other things that you have to take antibiotics for.
Mm-hmm.
And True Fiber, using its very specific fiber composition, acts as a food specifically for the bifidobacterium strains, which, again, in relation to
beneficial,
very beneficial and also very fragile under conditions of antibiotic use. When you wipe out bifidobacteria, you kind of lose these anchors of the colon that create this healthy microbiome.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're taking these probiotics, you want to nurture their ability to basically bind in the gut and create a shift in the environment to help you rebuild your own internal microbiome, because each one of us is unique as a thumbprint.
Okay, we only have a few minutes left, so why the True Bifido is a separate formula that's specifically for the colon, right?
Specifically for the colon, also specifically for those who are very sensitive, because sometimes a probiotic may be too powerful for someone. They may get a negative reaction and they mm-hmm. think all probiotics are bad. No, not the case. Your system may be a little fragile. True Bifido, which is a bifidobacterium-only formula, has the ability of kind of like modulating the immune system in a positive way to downregulate an angry pro-inflammatory response.
Like if you have autoimmune conditions.
Correct.
Such as lupus or
exactly.
Crohn's or allergies, et cetera.
Because anything that simulates the immune system in a positive way, generally speaking, could be negative for someone who has an autoimmune-like scenario.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to gently try to help your microbiome in the sense that everything you put in your gut will affect your immune system to some degree. The question is how, and those who are kind of canaries in the coal mine, so to speak, that's the best place to start, because they likely are deficient in bifidobacteria to begin with. And it's assumption, but it's likely the scenario, especially if they've had years of antibiotic use, as you mentioned.
Okay, since we only have a minute or two left, I want to mention that since we broadcast here in Florida, in Tampa, Abby's Health and Nutrition has all the products we're talking about, the Theralac, the True Flora, the True Bifido, as well as the True Fiber. And also, you know, most or a lot of stores, if they don't have it, they can order it. In Hawaii, if you're listening to us there, all the down-to-earth stores and virtually every health food store there has it. And then in California and Texas and other markets, you'll have to just check with your local stores. But it's also available online, right?
Correct.
Mastersupplements.com. Okay.
Yep. And on Amazon.
They are the masters, you know.
They are. It's a perfect name to play with.
Yeah, definitely. Now, how much do you take or how often or, you know, what's your regimen when it comes to probiotic administration?
So my philosophy is probiotic rotation is a good idea, meaning not only from formulation perspectives, but also from a time perspective. You know, I try to emulate what nature does, and we wouldn't, you know, be eating 10 pounds of kimchi all day every day or some kind of fermented food. So I think on a semi-regular basis, if you're healthy, you don't need to take a probiotic every day, maybe once
right.
or twice a week.
In fact, when Theralac first came on the market, mm-hmm. it was only recommended, one per day for the first 2 weeks and then two per week thereafter. Mm-hmm. So actually one bottle of 30, even though it cost more than some of the other brands, it's more economical in the long run because and you're getting so much more. Because you only, instead of taking two or three or six a day like some of these other formulas, you're taking one like twice a week.
As you know, one of the other founders of our company says, the most expensive probiotic is the one that doesn't work. So if you know it works and you don't have to,
Bottom line, you can modulate
it a little bit longer.
Yeah.
It turns into a 3-month duration, then you're looking good.
Well, I liked one of their original slogans. Our regular customers become
regular
customers.
Yep.
Well, thanks. I hope you become a regular guest on our show.
I'd be happy to.
All right. Do you have a website or do you want to?
I do not. I operate in the shadows, but I'm around South Florida sometimes.
We'll track you down next time. Thanks so much for joining us. And thank you, Roland, for being on the program.
Thank you.
And thanks for everybody out there in Radio Land. Join us again next week, same time, same station, for another edition of the program. Until then, I'm David Snow reminding you that it isn't how long you live, it's how you live long. Aloha, have a healthy week.